The last lot to be developed in a recently approved West Seeshelt subdivision received a nod from council to move forward, conditions permitting. The applicants for 6401 Apple Orchard Road are seeking to rezone the property from residential 2 low density, R2, to residential 4, to allow the building of a duplex or single detached dwelling with a secondary suite as residential infill housing. At the March 1 District of Seeshelt Council meeting, a staff report recommended giving the amendment to the zoning bylaw a third reading, and setting two conditions prior to adoption. The conditions would require the applicant to provide preliminary design drawings, and a $5,000 community amenity contribution that would be split between the Community Amenity Reserve Fund and the Affordable Housing Fund. At a January 17 public hearing, 5 people stepped forward to share their thoughts on the application with Seeshelt Council. 32 people attended that hybrid meeting, and the district received 24 written submissions, with 21 opposed to the rezoning application and 3 in support, staff reported. Concerns raised included impacts to the neighborhood character of mostly single-family homes, traffic and parking, setting a precedent, and available services, including water. On the other hand, those in support mention the site's proximity to schools, transportation and the housing crisis. During council discussion, Count. Darren Inkster noted a number of people in the neighborhood of the application have concerns about spot zoning, as well as the property's proximity to areas with potential for densification. He said, "I'm going to err on the side of the people that bought into a subdivision a number of years ago. Why would we anger a neighborhood when in fact we can provide this type of housing a block and a half away?" Count. Diane McLaughlin concurred with Inkster, adding that, good planning is about letting people know when they move into neighborhood what to expect in terms of design and development and not be subjected to spot zoning. She also said the proposal does not seem to be providing housing for local residents, but, more about, perhaps, land speculation and investors. After questions from council members, staff clarified the proposal increases the density by potentially 1 unit. Count. Alton Toth spoke in favor of asking the applicant to share their intent with the community, via the conditions council set. McLaughlin and Inkster voted against the motions. The application will come back to council to be considered for adoption.